Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I am pleased to welcome Teresa Badarach. She's the Urban Horticulture Agent, Master Gardener Program Leader, and she is with UF-IFAS Extension Pinellas County. I'm a great fan, Teresa. It's so lovely to have you here, and we're excited to begin our first of future podcasts. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad you invited me. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Well, what are we going to talk about? One of my favorite things, and I am watching the birds now, is I'm looking at, let's see, I could count probably 10 birds outside, but I want to know how to plant to attract birds in Pinellas County.
So there's a lot of stuff we can do, and the really cool thing about planting to attract birds is that the same principles, the same ideas will also help you attract other wildlife critters, which are fun to watch in your garden too. There's a few different things we can talk about here, but I would like to boil it down to a couple of simple ones, and then we can elaborate if that makes sense to you. So probably the easiest thing you could do, if you walked away from this and there was only one thing that you remembered to do to plant for encouraging birds in your landscape, that would be to plant more native plants. If that's all you hear from this, that will really increase it, because native plants provide for, birds have different life cycles. Sometimes we have migratory birds, and our native plants either have fruit or seeds or cover, at the right time of the year, or they attract insects those birds eat. And so that would be the number one thing, the most important thing that I think anyone could do to encourage birds in their landscape.
Absolutely. And, they make their homes in areas that offer them food and water and shelter, right?
So, yep, absolutely.
Let's talk about Florida friendly and how important it is to plant Florida friendly to attract birds, but also to protect our species that are native.
Yeah, so one of the principles of Florida friendly landscaping is to attract wildlife. That's built right into the Florida friendly concept. And they talk about that in that principle is providing food and water and cover. And so, any Florida-friendly plant will do. It's just that the natives are going to be your premium ideal plants, just because they've evolved. Those birds that are common visitors here have evolved alongside of those plants for, eons of time. And so they provide better what they need. But there's more to it than just that, because it also matters how you maintain those plants. And so it's really, really important that we maintain them in a Florida-friendly way, not just plant them and then walk away and never look at them ever again.
Exactly. And, I love perennials and annuals. Can you tell me a couple perennials and annuals that are good to plant that would attract birds?
So in the annuals category, and for those listening who maybe don't know, annuals are just a plant that kind of completes its life cycle in one season. And so we see a lot of stuff at the garden center, and a lot of the annuals at the garden center aren't necessarily native. Some are, but what we're probably going to focus on the most if we're trying to attract wildlife and especially birds would be a lot of wildflowers. And so it's not so important which annuals we plant, other than natives being a little bit better, but it's more important that we maintain them in a different way. So I'm going to say old school gardening would teach you to deadhead your flowering plants, your annuals and even perennials, to encourage more flowers and to look neater. But what happens when we deadhead those spent flowers is the seeds don't develop. And what are the seeds? Bird food. So it's important to plant those native wildflowers, but then it's also important to let them complete that whole life cycle, to let them flower, go to seed, leave those quote-unquote messy parts on the plant as long as possible to become bird food. And then, frankly, you get, free seeds for next year's garden. So that would be something really important in my mind for encouraging birds.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for being here with us on Gardening in Florida. Folks, if you want to learn more about planting to attract birds in Pinellas County, please share with us, Teresa, the website that they can go to.
The Pinellas County website?
Yes. Well, I think that you have the bird's eye view, the How Birds Select Habitat. So you have your ifas.ufl.edu website, from which a lot of things are linked from. Isn't that correct, Teresa?
That is correct. I think the best source for information for this is going to be in a fact sheet that's called the Landscaping Backyards for Wildlife, Top 10 Tips for Success.
And we'll include that link in our article that appears with this. So, folks, for Radio St. Pete and Gardening in Florida, I want to thank Teresa Badgerak for being here, urban horticulture agent, master gardener program leader, and a certified arborist for UFIFAS Extension Pinellas County. Thanks, Teresa. Catch you on the next time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.